Before we get into Michael Irvin, I just wanted to take another moment to thank you guys. We reached another milestone on the channel overnight last night. Hit over 3,000 subscribers. July is shaping up to be another record-setting month for us, third one in a row. We've gained close to 600 new subscribers in the last 28 days. And all the credit, I got to give all the credit to you guys. I'm not doing anything differently than I've always done. It's the same routine for me. But you guys continue to do a great job sharing my content and helping get more eyes on the channel. And I really, really appreciate it. I know I've been promising the new studio for a month or so now. I'm still working on it. The last 2 months, I've been kind of in a transition phase. My time's been very limited. My time's always very limited, but especially over the last couple of months, it has been. Just to give you guys a little bit of insight, I quit my job 3 weeks ago to go out on my own, work for myself, which was an extremely difficult decision to make. That's why there's been an increase in content on the channel lately. I've got more time to do it. I have two other revenue streams besides YouTube that I rely on, so that's why some days I do get more videos uploaded than others, because I have more time. But you're going to see more and more content going forward. And I'm going to get the new studio completed. Just bear with me. All right, that's all for the updates. Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of insight into what's been going on. Let's go ahead and get into Michael Irvin. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the woke media has a renewed agenda. And that renewed agenda is once again overreacting to the coronavirus. Coming soon to a television channel near you, the return of the daily coronavirus tracker. I know you guys have missed that. I sure have. Over the last week, there has been a revitalized push by the mainstream media to bring the COVID back to life, back into the mainstream, right in time for NFL season, the woke media's favorite sport. If it were up to most members of the far left, the NFL would be outlawed. It would be banned. When the coronavirus was at its peak, we were seeing between 200,000 and 300,000 new cases every day. At the time, all we heard about was the need of a vaccine. Once we have a vaccine, we can return to normal. Well, we have a vaccine now. I think we have like three of them. And they still don't want us returning to normal. Los Angeles, Las Vegas are mandating masks indoors. Whether you're vaccinated or not, doesn't matter. Got to wear a mask. We have to protect you. This is for your own good. Listen to us. If you listen to the media, you would think coronavirus cases were rising dramatically. You know how many new cases were confirmed yesterday? About 9,500. Saturday, over 12,000. Friday, around 51,000. Back in April, we were seeing 60, 80,000 new cases every day. At its peak, we were seeing between 3,000 and 4,000 deaths every day. Yesterday, 37. 37 people died from the coronavirus yesterday. Saturday was 83. Deaths in April peaked on April 7th with over 2,500 people dying. But we weren't hearing much about the COVID back then, back in April. Why all of a sudden are we hearing about it now, when the cases and the deaths are down? I'll let you come to your own conclusions. I think they're going to try to lock us down again. NFL season is right around the corner, and the league has a different set of protocols for vaccinated and unvaccinated players. Now, I wouldn't say the NFL is forcing its players to get the vaccine, but they sure make your life a living hell if you don't. You're not allowed to share meals with the team. You're not allowed to ride the same bus to and from the stadium for the games. You're tested more often. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They treat you like you have leprosy if you don't get the damn vaccine. According to Michael Irvin, if an NFL player doesn't get vaccinated, he's not committed to winning a Super Bowl. He's selfish. Michael Irvin was speaking with Todd Archer over at ESPN. And here's what he had to say about players choosing not to get vaccinated. Quote, "Dude, you're not thinking right. You're not thinking right. Whatever you got, I don't give a damn. Nothing else can be more important. You're not going to get this winning a Super Bowl easily. Nothing else could be more important. Jimmy Johnson made that abundantly clear. Nothing else is more important, and not being one of the 85% vaccinated teams says there's other things to a great number of people on this team that are more important than winning championships. And that's what makes me worried, end quote. You're not thinking right if you don't get the vaccine. I happen to think people who are cautious about getting the vaccine are the only ones that are thinking at all. They released this vaccine, and half the country ran out and allowed a nurse to inject something into their arm without knowing the long-term effects, without knowing what the hell was even in the shot. We don't know anything about this vaccine. If you're 75 years old, I would get vaccinated. Long-term effects really don't apply to you. But me at 36 or NFL players at 26, 25, 28, I'm not letting someone inject me with something and you don't know how it's going to affect me 10 years from now. I understand why some NFL players don't want to get vaccinated. It's none of Michael Irvin's business who is or who isn't. It has nothing to do with their commitment to winning. Just because I'm not vaccinated, I'm not committed to the team, I'm not striving to win a Super Bowl, what the hell kind of sense does that make? Michael Irvin's right about one thing he said. There is something more important than winning championships to some of these players, and that's their long-term health. If they feel uncomfortable getting vaccinated, that's their decision. Michael Irvin continued, quote, "If you're not one of them teams at the threshold, are you really thinking about winning a championship? You see what I'm saying? Let's go through this because this could be a two-week healthy dude missing games. And in this league, this ain't the NBA. In this league, that could be it for you. The right person misses 2 weeks, that's it. Your ass is out," end quote. So Michael Irvin's biggest concern about this with an unvaccinated player who is otherwise healthy is them missing 2 weeks because they catch the coronavirus. Okay, I mean, that is a legitimate concern. Say you're playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady refuses to get vaccinated, and he catches the coronavirus in early January and is forced to miss 2 weeks during the playoffs. As a player, as a teammate, you're probably going to be pissed off. You fought hard all season. You finally make it to the playoffs, and you're screwed because your quarterback is being forced to sit on the sidelines. Your season is essentially over. That point by Michael Irvin would be a good point. The problem with that theory is that it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not because you can still catch the COVID. Look at what just happened with the Yankees. They just had a handful of players miss games because of the coronavirus, and they were all vaccinated. What the hell's the point of getting the vaccine if you can catch the COVID anyway? This happened with Chris Paul last month in the NBA. Chris Paul missed several playoff games due to the COVID protocols. He had the vaccine. The main point Michael Irvin was trying to make was if you're not vaccinated, you don't care about winning. Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley, he took exception to this and made a couple of excellent points. His first point was that just because a player is vaccinated, it doesn't mean he is committed to winning. They don't inject you with a hard work ethic when they give you the vaccine. But Cole Beasley's next point is what I found the most interesting. He said that all it means when you're vaccinated in the NFL is that players who have it will be on the field playing, possibly with the coronavirus, and we won't know about it because vaccinated players are only tested once a week. That's a great point. Basically, what he's saying, the NFL's COVID protocols are useless. Since they're only testing vaccinated players once a week, if one of them does catch the virus, you won't be able to catch it in time. You won't know the source of it. Then you find yourselves in a situation where he has spread it to the entire locker room. Half the damn team has the COVID. It's just stupid. They are setting this up. So all of those selfish, unvaccinated players will take all the blame if something like this happens. The wokers, they hate the fact that people are given a choice in this matter. If it were up to them, they would force all of us to take this shot. Unfortunately for the far left, this is still America. And since they can't force you, they are trying to scare people into taking the shot. I actually feel bad for NFL players who choose not to get the vaccine. I really do. They're treated like lepers. And Michael Irvin is right. This is not the NBA. If you are forced to sit 2 weeks in the NFL, it could mean the end of your career. All it takes is your replacement to fit the system, have two really good games, and you could be out of a job. They are using that, along with all of the other methods of mistreatment, to try and scare players into getting this vaccine. Honestly, I think most Americans are tired of the damn coronavirus. I know I am. Most people just want to get on with their lives. I hope they don't try to screw up the NFL season, but I believe it could happen in some of these cities. Los Angeles, New York City, Las Vegas. Politicians and the media are trying to keep the coronavirus alive, even though it's been on the decline for months now. Even though we have two or three vaccines for it, they're trying to keep it alive. Did you guys see the stock market today? The market dropped 800 points because of coronavirus concerns. Not concerns about the virus itself. Concerns about what the reaction is going to be. Because the damn media is trying to give this thing life again. Anyway, I don't want to go into another Kobe rant again. We just did that over the weekend. It's time for you guys to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Michael Irvin. If an NFL player refuses to get the vaccine, does that mean he is not committed to winning, not committed to the team? What do you think of Cole Beasley's response? I respect Cole Beasley for saying anything at all. He did not have to do that. He didn't have to take a stand. Good on him for sticking up for his peers. Let me know what you think about it. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.